Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother.
This is a show.
Mainstream media.
You're not going to want to miss.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've done it, ladies and gentlemen. We have broken the code on Jade Helm, a three-month investigative foray into the documents, into the research, and into our sources. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Phyllis Schlafly's joining us as well on the open border move. And they're going to be back this week with the TPP in Congress. Here is the investigative report.
Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions warns there will be another attempt in Congress on Tuesday to push through TAA and Fast Track Authority. If that happens, it will empower the president to form a Pacific Union encompassing 40% of the world's economy in 12 nations, each with one equal vote. Once the union is formed, foreign bureaucrats will be required to meet regularly to write the commission's rules, regulations, and directives, impacting American jobs, wages, and sovereignty. Sessions said in a statement posted on his Senate webpage. The Trade Adjustment Assistance, or the TAA, would allegedly protect workers from the consequences of the TPA fast track. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and House Speaker John Boehner crafted TAA as a compromise to nudge Democrats who fear a backlash from constituents. TAA, however, would not protect workers as transnational corporations continue to pillage industries and move jobs offshore under TPA and fast track. Sessions writes, fast track will not only apply to the Pacific Union, but can expedite an unlimited number of yet unseen international compacts for 6 years. There are already plans to advance through Fast Track, the trade-in services agreement, the goal of which includes labor mobility among more than 50 nations, further eroding the ability of the American people to control their own affairs. The globalists are using trade deficits and labor mobility to further reduce wages of American workers. TPA would extend and increase the corrosive effect of job losses begun under NAFTA. Between 1979 and 1994, trade eliminated 2.4 million jobs in the U.S., wrote Robert E. Scott, an economist for the Economic Policy Institute, in 1998. Growing trade deficits were responsible for most of these job losses, which were concentrated in manufacturing because most trade involves the sale of manufactured goods. NAFTA added to the flow of jobs out of the U.S. by encouraging firms to move production to Mexico and Canada. Our trade deficit with both countries increased from $16 billion in 1993 to $48 billion in 1996 in constant 1987 dollars. The U.S. lost 395,000 jobs as a result of the NAFTA deficits. Japan and Mexico eventually lost manufacturing to China. In 2013, the overall U.S. trade deficit with China expanded to $315 billion. That big drain tends to slow U.S. economic growth at a time when our government debt is huge and unemployment is high. Establishment economists routinely state globalist free trade is healthy for the economy and creates domestic jobs. Former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for the Reagan administration, Paul Craig Roberts, wrote, "The claim that jobs offshoring by U.S. corporations increases domestic employment in the U.S. is one of the greatest hoaxes ever perpetrated. Over the last decade, the net new jobs created in the U.S. have nothing to do with the multinational corporations. The jobs consist of waitresses and bartenders, healthcare and social services, retail clerks, and while the bubble lasted, construction. These are not the high-tech, high-paying jobs that the new economy promised, and they are not the jobs that can be associated with global corporations. Moreover, these domestic service jobs are themselves scarce," Sessions writes. While elites dream of a world without borders, voters dream of a world where the politicians they elect put this country's own citizens first. The movement among Americans toward a decent, honest populism, toward a refocusing on the needs of American citizens and American interests, grows stronger by the day. Every vote to come before Congress, beginning with the next fast-track push, will face this test. Does your plan strengthen or weaken the social and economic position of the loyal, everyday working American? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We'll be back with a full transmission. It's a special transmission.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWars.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Phyllis Schlafly, pretty much the founder of what became the libertarian constitutional movement in this country. You could argue maybe Barry Goldwater's the real founder, but she is the progenitor of the youth movement that became the modern constitutional slash libertarian movement. She will be joining us, no longer a young woman, coming up at the start of the next hour to talk TPP and Hillary's plan to win the presidency by stuffing ballot boxes with illegal aliens voting. Being given voter ID cards, driver's license, you name it. Simply outrageous. Then at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Dew in studio, back from Bilderberg, to get his reflections on the globalist confab and how much exposure took place this year, a big victory for the people. And Paul Watson from London joining us via Skype. Then we have Dr. Edward Group joining us to take your questions, your comments, and to talk about really something that's revolutionary, that's undoubtedly the most dramatic, one-time, health action I've ever taken in my life, hands down. And this happened about 6 months ago. And then it happened again about 3 months ago. And it's really private. But it's so dramatic, I'm going to talk about it. Coming up in the third hour today. And I'm just going to stop right there and leave it at that. But it is dramatic. And about 98% of people that do it have the same results. If you don't have the results, you have got a major problem. And I never do cliffhangers, but I don't want to get into it now because I've gotten to the point of talking about it, and I really don't want to. And I wanted to kind of write some notes up. I've been procrastinating about how I want to get into this, but it's dramatic. And it's inexpensive, and it's easy. In fact, you can do this without ever buying anything from InfoWarsStore.com. So it's not a pitch, but it is a pitch. And when I heard this 6 months ago and did this, I mean, I rolled my eyes. I said, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Sure. Even though I trusted Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group and others, and people told me, oh, yeah, you haven't heard of that? And then when I did it, it was like 6-7 days in. I'm like, well, I hadn't seen this happen yet. And then it happened. I'm going to leave it there until the third hour. Everybody's been talking about the bad feeling they've got. The feeling of wanting to do something, the feeling of wanting to fix things. It's never been more intense, not just with myself, but my family, everyone I know, people at grocery stores, people at restaurants, people at church, people that don't know who I am. George Norrie was on yesterday talking about it. He's been feeling it for years. It's intensifying. What is it? It's the threat of World War III. The head general of NATO says they're preparing for open war with Russia. That's never happened in the history of NATO. We have Pat Buchanan out in his syndicated column saying his third world is a third world war inevitable. He has another article on is a third world America inevitable that ties into all that. Continuing, U.S. may send F-22 fighter jets to Europe to counter Russian threat. A senior U.S. Air Force official called the current situation with Russia the biggest threat on her mind. It's funny with this Buchanan story. I saw a story he did a few weeks ago about the situation with Russia and how it could lead to war, and then I was trying to search it and print it, and then printed a wrong one about is America becoming third world, and I read the headline and was confused. But here are the Russian articles. The Moscow Times, Putin says Russia is beefing up its nuclear arsenal. Here's another story out of RT. U.S. may send F-22 fighter jets to Europe to counter Russian threat. Meanwhile, Obama has been bombing Libya to supposedly take out the leadership of the Wahhabist Al-Qaeda ISIS radicals that they helped put in charge. And if you go back 4.5 years ago, Hosni Mubarak, the American ally and leader, the dictator, but America's friend, who stabilized that country for 34 years, and Christians and Muslims could live side by side, Shiites and Sunnis could live side by side, and their economy was stabilized in the most populous nation in the Middle East. It's technically part of Africa. And he wouldn't go along with removing Muammar Gaddafi, who for 8 years had invested in the West, opened up the West, apologized for stuff he did decades before, and basically tried to westernize. They set him up, and now they admit that Libya is a failed state. They say it's an accident. No, the plan was to destabilize and wreck the country. And that's another thing Hillary Clinton oversaw and that she's quite proud of. So, meanwhile, there is a huge expansion of tanks and troops, U.S. military, piling in to Ukraine right now with the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Powers giving very provocative speeches from Ukraine. It's really amazing to see this happening. We're going to be drilling more into that today. Speaking of Phyllis Schlafly coming up, 121 murders have been attributed to illegals released by Obama administration just in the last year. And that's just what they can attribute to it. Even bigger news, Obama pushes Internet ID verification in response to NSA hacking. We told you that was coming. For at least 7 years, all new Microsoft software that connects to your keyboard has a thumbprint biometric identification system in it, and a lot of the keyboards already have it on it, but it's not been adopted because the public doesn't like it. But the global move from China to the United States, from Germany to Australia, is an Internet ID that's biometrically accessed either by face print, voice print, or thumb, or index fingerprint. And then once they have that, Internet taxes kick in. And then they can track everywhere you go. Then under TPP and other agreements, three strikes, no judge, no jury, corporate boards complain on you like YouTube. You get three strikes on YouTube, you're banned. And already through Google ID, they can pretty much ban you. You've got to get somebody else to go log in with their Google ID to get a YouTube account for you. Well, in the future, that won't be happening as easily. And people won't want to sign up on the Internet for you because they know they can get the strikes. This is the global admitted plan. And they get this Internet ID through? That is half the battle for them to end freedom on the web. I mean, it's here. Along with the FCC taking over and along with the Internet kill switches, I mean, it's all in place now. Now they just got to sell it. How do you think when you're driving down the road, your GPS tells you if there's traffic up ahead second to second now? It's wirelessly dialed in, and is communicating with an international grid. Everything's being tracked, and it has wonderful, wonderful attributes to it, but it's all double-edged. It's a Trojan horse in the very classic sense. We're going to be breaking that down. Huge news. In fact, all the news is so incredible. I don't know what our top story is. Probably the Russia situation. Pope Francis warns of destruction of Earth's ecosystem in leaked encyclical. That broke yesterday. Now more of it's out. Obviously leaked on purpose to create a bunch of hype because, oh, it's leaked. It must be really interesting. We're going to be going over that. It's more class warfare from the Marxist. And I've never been a Catholic basher. I don't bash different religions. I don't bash different faiths. I got a lot of Catholic friends. The Catholics I know are salt of the earth, libertarian, conservative, pro-life people. But this Pope is a world government promoting, anti-gun, global government, carbon tax guy, and it's sick. And they had a coup to kick out the last Pope using scandals, and they put this guy in, and notice the socialist media suddenly loves him. He's creating class warfare, and the fact that they put a pope in that's pushing basically communism shows you the globalists are moving into their end game right now. That's coming up. And as far as I'm concerned, this pope needs an exorcism. Now, we're going to go ahead and play a trailer for some of the biggest breaking news we've ever had on Jade Helm. Investigative report, Jade Helm, mystery solved. That's going to air at the bottom of the hour. 3 months of investigative research with our whole team, 3 weeks being put together by David Knight and Rob Jacobson. This is an investigative report, in-depth, red-linked on InfoWars.com. We're going to premiere it coming up, but here is the trailer.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, a deep look into Jade Helm 15 and its historic connection into what Eisenhower called that scientific, technological elite.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
Is this just an exercise, or is there more to it? What exactly is their agenda?
Jade Helm 15. That's what the United States Army is calling a large-scale military exercise.
InfoWars takes a hard look at the key players and facts behind the scenes of Jade Helm 15.
Groups of these special forces can move around the civilian population without being noticed.
We've cracked the code and are bringing you the answers tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Again, the special report is now live. The video is now live for everybody to share with friends and family. We're going to air it, premiere it here on the radio. It was produced for the Nightly News. Coming up at the start of the next segment, investigative report, Jade Helm mystery solved. from their own documents going back over a decade, right up until now, voiced by Jakari Jackson, written by Rob Jacobson. The research was, of course, done by David Knight, Rob Jacobson, and the rest of the crew. Deep research into all of this. That is coming up in the next segment. Again, let me just give you the stats here. More and more American citizens are being held for up to 3 years, black, white, and Hispanic. I point that out because this corruption in the government, the corruption in the judiciary, the breakdown of the system is targeting everyone. The media wants to make it racial so we all fight with each other and don't ever fix it. But I'm going to get to this report after our Jade Helm report that's coming up. And it goes beyond Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, the senators, pushing for a ban on indefinite detention of U.S. citizens at foreign ghost sites or black sites. What about what's happening right here in America within the normal court system? It is shocking. Ron Paul's got an article out today. In fact, I read it this morning. I didn't see it in the stack. It's probably here, where he's talking about how the death penalty is the biggest example of our broken big government. I am inherently for an eye for an eye. And we see somebody murder someone live on television, we know they did it, or in front of 100 witnesses, sure. But it turns out over a third of the people with DNA testing on death rows around the country are innocent. Remember the Michael Mortensen case here in Central Texas, where they knew he was innocent and knew who killed his wife, but they just put the dad with no criminal record in prison? They've now indicted the former prosecutor up in Williamson County that did it. I mean, why would you want to put some innocent family man in jail for 25 years? He had a life sentence, spent 25 years. They knew who did it. They had the bandana. They had witnesses. They knew who killed his wife. Because I'm telling you, that serial killer ended up killing more people. I bet you money he was working for the man. So you want me to tell you my problems with the government? I'm going to tell you. People think, what are you doing not wanting a war with the police? Why are you defending the system? I'm not. But you don't attack the bottom of it. When most of the police are innocent, you go after the people twisting the system. That's why you get things changed. Why do you think the controlled media is pushing that the police are the problem and basically the only problem and the feds are going to save us because they're the engineers of the whole stinking thing? You want to fix it, we're going to break that down. But the system is corrupt. Undoubtedly one of the most corrupt in history, and it's getting worse. So that's coming up. We're going to get into the Pope and his carbon taxes. World government is what this is. We're in dire straits, folks. Notice that the mainline Protestant groups are coming out pushing all sorts of tyranny. Notice the Catholic Church is pushing all sorts of tyranny. Notice all these Republican leaders are pushing tyranny. The New World Order is making its move right now to dissolve borders, to create international government with international taxes and international armies. We may have read about this before in something called Revelation. Look at these headlines. Why the Pope's new climate change doctrine matters. And it's a new indulgence where you basically pay the big mega banks so that your carbon credits so you can get into environmentalist heaven. And the Catholic Church puts out these memos saying, you know, give money and then we'll give money to save the earth. I mean, it's pay the church and we'll wave a magic wand and get your family out of purgatory. Because they're trapped in purgatory, awaiting the hour of reprisal, and their time slips away. Give me a break. And this diverts from the massive destruction of the earth that's taking place. And I meant to have more measured words, but man, I tell you, I'm not a Catholic and I'm not a rocket scientist, but I have read Catholic canon law and studied it. It's against Catholic law to have a Jesuit as the Pope. Because it's supposed to be the police of the church, so you don't want them taking over. Like Julius Caesar taking over Rome. Same story. It's like having the military take over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I was born in the soul of misery, and I never had me a name. They just gave me a number when I was young.
To have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery.
Monday through Friday.
Never had me a name.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. InfoWars Nightly News is 7 o'clock Central as well. And, of course, the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. live. I was live last Sunday. I'll be live this Sunday. Every 3-4 weeks or so, David Knight sits in. I don't think folks mind me taking a Sunday off once a month. The next hour is coming at us. Phyllis Schlafly is going to be on the latest on TPP and the move to completely gut our borders. I want to get into Americans interned in America without trial. In fact, I forgot one that I didn't have you guys print off. There was the case of the dentist, Charles Sell. And I was interviewing his lawyers like in 1998 and stuff. And last time I heard, he was still in prison. And he never got a trial. They claimed he engaged in Medicare, Medicaid fraud as a dentist. He said he hadn't. And then they threw him in a psychiatric prison and put him in a regular prison. And last time I checked, he'd been there like 16, 17 years. And the New York Times had articles about it like it was good. Like, this is good. We just put you directly in prison. It's liberal. Yeah, there it is. Jailed man fights efforts to medicate him for trial. And it just went on for decades because he wouldn't let them medicate him for trial. Then they finally medicated him so much that he's a zombie. Last time I had his lawyer on. No criminal record. Done nothing wrong. Fought their charges. They just said, you're mentally ill. Goodbye. I mean, there's so many examples of this. And there's some new ones. Khalif Browder. No criminal record. They claimed he stole a backpack. Had no evidence. 3 years in a prison. Without a trial, he got out, committed suicide. Man left in solitary confinement for 2 years. No judge, no jury, no arraignment. They never let him leave the cell for 2 years either. He looked like a guy, you know, out of those old movies where they're locked up in the dungeon. They just pulled him over in the town in New Mexico. He's white, by the way. Both these people are white. And my issue is, it's happened to everybody. We'll get into Putin says Russia's beefing up its nuclear arsenal. That's all coming up. Got a bunch of news on the economy. Fed's worst nightmare, the ghosts of 1937. CNBC reporting on possible crash coming. I'm going to talk about this shark attack. Somebody asked me last night on the street. They said, I've been listening to your show Sunday and today, and you never talk about the shark attacks. Well, I just don't talk about stuff that doesn't matter. I know it's sensational that two people got mauled in North Carolina by probably some mentally ill shark because normal sharks don't attack people. There's less than 100 attacks worldwide every year, 5 deaths from great whites, 6 or 7 from bull sharks, 3 or 4 from makos, a couple from tigers. You're talking less than 20 deaths a year out of 7.5 billion people. You got a better chance of seeing a leprechaun riding a pink pony than you do getting bit by a shark. Now, you can get snapped by a black tip or something that thinks your foot's a fish and you have some teeth marks in it. I mean, stingrays kill hundreds of people a year. I'm not saying the ocean isn't dangerous, jellyfish and stuff, but I just am not into hype threats. Cancer viruses and vaccines? Look it up. Government admits. I even saw it on WebMD like a week ago. I think it was due in the back office was showing me. Have you seen this? I was like, yeah, I've seen that. 100 plus million people were given cancer viruses in the polio shot, and they estimate that almost all of them developed cancer and most of them died from it. All these cancers didn't exist. They're now common. Cancer viruses. Most cancer is viral. Your body fights it off. You finally give in. You finally give up. That's why taking steroids for allergies is so dangerous. I've been reading studies. Yeah, it'll make you not have allergies. The problem is that's your body fighting all this toxic stuff. You suppress that, your body gives up, boom, cancer starts growing. You're deader than a hammer. I mean, we're under total attack. You see allergies going way up? That's our body just freaking out, going, I got to fight. I got to fight. I got to fight for my life. I got to fight. I got to fight. Finally, it goes, I give up. Ugh, get cancer. We're in a fight for our lives. I'm sorry. I'm not scared. A family of mine will just freak out when I'll just go swim in the Caribbean Ocean at night. You know, what are you doing swimming 200 yards out in the Caribbean, at night? Because I like it. I'm not scared. I know statistically it's not a danger. I get on the highway every day with giant trucks and cars all around me. The number one cause of death under the age of about 60. And we all do it with our kids. It's super dangerous. Those big 18-wheelers are a lot more dangerous than a Mako. But my son caught a 7-footer, though. He pulled up on my Twitter, and you talk about scary. That sucker was beautiful, too. It had, like, blue, almost black colored skin, scales. Just so beautiful, that color. I'd love to have a car that color. And then white on the bottom. Just a beautiful, beautiful shark, except for the face is just demonically evil, just teeth poking out in every direction. He gaffed it. Proud of him. He's killed three alligators, Mako, a bunch of other stuff. You're like, oh, yeah, your son's real tough. You go up and shoot an alligator, a 10-foot alligator, or stab it through the head when it's been hauled up into the boat. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, listen, that's natural. We're not into killing animals. But it releases ancestral memories and chemicals in the brain when you hunt and take down predators, and it activates you, and that way you transcend being a boy and become a man. That's what these rituals are all about. We don't go out and kill animals because we like to kill. We go out to do it because you get high when you do it, because you're designed to do it. And then after you've done it a bunch, you have no more desire to do it. I really don't have any desire. I like to go out dove hunting and then shoot quail. Quail dove hunting, because then you can go marinate them and then cook them that evening. And then it's just the skill of shooting them out of the air. And they're like roaches. I mean, you know, there's so many of them. But this demonization of hunting is about a demonization of normal human activities. But I've now segued out of where I was going. We're going to skip this network break coming up. The only one I'm going to skip today. So that we can air this exclusive, in-depth report compiled by Rob Jacobson, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and others. This is a compendium of 3 months of research into Jade Helm, our sources, but government documents and their own admissions. And it's not an imminent takeover. It is a slow, creeping death to model every facet of society. It's red-linked on Infowars.com. It is such an important report, investigative report, Jade Helm, mystery solved. We're going to tweet it. We're going to put it on Facebook. Please share it. It is solved. We can say 100% it's solved. Will they piggyback some false flags on the back of it? Maybe. But overall, it's about mapping human behavior and conditioning the public to accept military occupation. Here is the in-depth, excellent report, 3 months of research, 3 weeks in the making, and it's an excellent report visually in the graphics, but that's not what's important. It's the content, the information, the intel. Christ talked about pearls before swine. You ever given people gifts or given people jobs or given people opportunities and they don't appreciate and understand what they've been given? I know most of you appreciate what's happening. I need to appreciate more how hardcore all this is, and how important InfoWars' position is, and the responsibility we have to quote the Marvel Comics, you know, character's uncle, Spider-Man's uncle, with great power comes great responsibility. That's actually an Eisenhower quote, a Patton quote. No one knows who originally said it. It goes back to Roman times. With great power comes great responsibility. Because the bigger your power reach is, the more unexact your delivery is, and the more damage you can create. Spider-Man thought it was cute, letting the robber rob the promoter that had robbed him. He thought another wrong would make a right, and ended up getting his uncle killed. Voltaire, of course, is originally quoted as writing it when the printing press got going, but again, it goes back to Roman times. He undoubtedly translated it out of Latin. With great power comes great responsibility. In fact, let's give the actual Voltaire quote, the philosopher. With great power comes great responsibility. And that's what this comes down to. We need to appreciate the shows on the air. I know I do. I appreciate you, the listeners, supporting us. It's just incredible. Thank you. Every time I run into some sparkly-eyed family of just awake, lovely people, it is humbling. We went out to the abortion protest, and I met all these people of every race, color, and creed who love life and stand against evil. It was humbling to see the goodness and the love and the understanding and the compassion in your eyes versus the eyes of our enemies that were filled with weakness and hatred. Our enemies literally climbed into dumpsters to run from us. I mean, it was just epic, biblical, legendary. With them hissing that they love Satan and want to kill their children. And just, I've killed 50, I love it. You go to the Capitol in plain clothes, clean-cut women just suddenly start chanting, Satan, Satan! I mean, this is their sacrament. We're fighting the devil. Whether it's archetypal, interdimensional, you know, the Catholic Church says they're going to have an exorcism over Mexico. The demons have taken over. Whether it's physical demons or not, demons have taken over. I need to repent. We need to repent. We need to get in that quiet place of the Most High that David talks about and really gauge where the world is and where we're going, because we're cruising towards World War III. We're cruising towards real environmental degradation and collapse, not from carbon, but from GMO and the rest of it. We're going to go ahead and go to this powerful report, investigative report, Jade Helm Mystery Solved. Incredibly important intel. Get ready. Here is the facts. Videos on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Spread it now.
Jade Helm 15, a military exercise of grand scale. The military claims the exercise is for overseas training, yet three of these United States have been listed as hostile. The term mastering the human domain reveals to us that Jade Helm 15 is more than just a military exercise. It's also an exercise of the new field of geospatial intelligence, using human domain analytics to map the politics and thoughts of any nation, state, city, right down to the individual.
Jade Helm 15. That's what the United States Army is calling a large-scale military exercise. Special Operations Command will be training with other armed units beginning in July.
In a recent InfoWars.com report, Master the Human Domain, the domestic plan behind Jade Helm, we break down what the Jade Helm logo refers to. In brief, a new discipline in intelligence has been at center stage for the past decade, activity-based intelligence, or ABI. According to TrajectoryMagazine.com, the human domain, or human dimension, which is a vital and integral part of ABI, is defined as the presence, activities, including transactions, both physical and virtual, culture, social structure, organization, networks and relationships, motivations, intent, vulnerabilities, and capabilities of humans, single or groups, across all domains of the operational environment, space, air, maritime, ground, and cyber. This article goes on to say that the focus on mastering the human domain was born out of a merging of three already existing disciplines of intelligence. That may be the case for this branding of this idea, but the exercise of mapping the human domain right down to the individual is a long-standing institutionalized strategy that has been going on for well over 100 years. What reason would the United States government have to invest so much time, resources, and money in order to pinpoint exact pockets of thought in a country founded on free thought, expression, and most of all, outspoken words against its own government? During his famous farewell address, Eisenhower warned the American people of an imminent and internal threat, a scientific elite.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
The title, Scientific Elite, to most Americans might seem like nothing more than ordinary intangible rhetoric, typically thrown around by politicians during their speeches. This time, however, Eisenhower was not speaking in abstractions. There actually is a scientific elite. J-Helm 15 is anything but the American way. It's a domestic scientific control grid whose purpose is domination and control. A technological infrastructure for authoritarian political control is not the end goal, but a means to that end of eugenics. The term eugenics, coined by Charles Darwin's half-cousin, Sir Francis Galton, in 1883, is a science dedicated to the engineering of the human genome by selectively breeding those humans with what they consider to be desirable qualities, such as intelligence, athleticism, etc., and eliminating those humans without these attributes and all races of humans unlike their own. Out of this, race theory and race science was born. Carl Pearson, a protege of Galton, assembled a biometrics laboratory based out of the University of London in 1907 in order to collect data about people mostly based on race. He also published a journal entitled Biometrica, which became very influential with American scientists and financiers who were becoming extremely interested in the concept of eugenics. As this movement grew in popularity, top American industrialists threw their money into the game. Carnegie, Harriman, and Rockefeller were among the top contributors. California became the eugenics capital of the world, while on the East Coast, Cold Spring Harbor Research Facility, located on Long Island, was collecting and storing biometric information on average Americans in order to begin the elimination of families as well as entire races of people. Through the efforts of the California eugenicists, mostly through written pamphlets and endowments mostly from the Rockefellers and Harriman, the eugenics movement found a second home in Germany in the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. This pre-World War II, well-funded, international scientific community based around the eugenics movement was cementing its place as a standard in human academia when World War II broke out in full scale. The then CEO of IBM, Thomas J. Watson, worked hand-in-hand with Nazi Germany. In 1933, it was Watson who enthusiastically helped the Nazi plan and funded their national census, which, according to historian Edwin Black in his 2001 publication, IBM and the Holocaust, the 1933 census with design help and tabulation services provided by IBM through its German subsidiary, proved to be pivotal to the Nazis and their efforts to identify, isolate, and ultimately destroy the country's Jewish, Gypsy, and other minority communities, as well as single out political opposition. While much of the world was forever altered by the events of the war, this eugenics-based community remained together. A similar and frighteningly more advanced version of this eugenics-based biometrics program is being tested right now under the name J-Helm 15. While the term eugenics is no longer used in the mainstream openly, the practice of eugenics is still around and stronger than ever. J-Helm 15 exercises the next generation of technology in the political domination arena. It is simply another technological step beyond the Cold Springs Harbor Research Facility's biometrics program or Thomas J. Watson's Census of Germany and their disciplines developed during the eugenics heyday in the early 20th century are still being practiced and advanced today. Mandatory toxic vaccines, abortion, family courts, contaminated water, and of course biometrics are just a few of the branches that grew out of the original eugenics trunk, still present and dominating over our society today. In 2010, the GeoInt Symposium, an annual geointelligence, geospatial, and activity-based intelligence conference, held a presentation entitled Mastering the Human Domain. Geospatial intelligence and human geography were the main talking points. J-Helm is born and begins to take form. The human domain encompasses the totality of the physical, cultural, and social environments that influence human behavior, explained Admiral McRaven. Success in this domain won't be achieved by traditional ground, naval, or air forces. Instead, Success in the human domain will depend upon understanding the human terrain and establishing trust with those individuals who occupy that space.
The goal is to see if groups of these special forces can move around the civilian population without being noticed. You know, blend in so they can place themselves in strategic positions.
McRaven continued by saying, building understanding of the human domain requires boots on the ground, feeding information into the network. A living active map where human beings are movable real-time landmarks and everyone's personal thoughts, feelings, medical information, belief systems, history, basically every shred of information about the individuals in any region on that map will make up the terrain. When mastering the human domain, the special operators are the masters. They are the key that turns this whole machine on. And regardless of whether the military calls this project activity-based intelligence, ABI, geospatial intelligence, coupled with human domain analytics, what we are looking at is the nexus between private tech firms, homeland security and law enforcement, domestic surveillance, and the domestic use of special forces. How is any of this legal? How is any of this not a violation of the Fourth Amendment? A tech startup, Recorded Future, that uses a system of filtering through and classifying open source data, demonstrated their predictive analytics capability during the 2012 GeoInt conference. Trajectory Magazine reports, the concept is to find people who are talking about the future. Vice President for Recorded Future, Matt Kodima, says, we can basically roll back the clock. We know that this particular did happen in this time at this place. Now let's go back a week before that and look at the publications. Who was predicting that accurately? Who wasn't? Add this layer of predictive analytics on top of the other human domain analytic, and you begin to get an idea of the scope and range of the overarching, inescapable control grid these scientific controllers are constructing. At the same GeoInt conference in 2012, Jeff Jonas, the chief scientist for IBM Entity Analytics and an IBM fellow, talked about the potential for open source data utilization. He said, in typical IBM tradition, space, time, travel data is the ultimate biometric. It seems that IBM and the scientific elite's perspective shifted from the master race to mastering the human domain. So we probably won't see doors kicked in and military trucks shipping political opponents to their demise during this summer's Jade Helm 15 military procedure. However, as Brzezinski states in Between Two Ages, the technotronic era involves the gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Just like Watson's census was not the end sought by the Nazis, neither is Jade Helm 15 an end, but a means to a historically predictable end.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the capital of a scientific, technological elite. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
This finally has been an InfoWars.com report.
Finally, it's key to understand that this is about sending the military out to round people up using full data integration into basically tablets they have and having the military feed that info back during civil war. It's roundup information. And, of course, the Watson computers of IBM are also running the death panels on the don't treat list for the military. This is the beginning of phasing humans out and the rise of the machine. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your
liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-313.